morning, everybody.
大家早。
Sorry, I'm just speaking English all the time.
Steve 讲到一般都是用英文讲。
Because when I speak Chinese, not too many people can understand.
因为如果他用中文讲到的话，大家可能不太能够听得懂。
So, let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们先祷告开始。
主耶稣，谢谢你给我们能够在这里能奉你名来聚集。你是万王之王，万主之主，叫我们能够在这里高举你的名，叫我们能够在这里能够歌颂赞美你，这是我们的恩典。感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名祈求，阿门。好，我们今天讲的是哥林多前书。We are going to talk about Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 28.
我们今天要讲的是哥罗西书的一章二十八节。
We know that a lot of us have heard about the Apostle Paul.
我们应该很多人都听过使徒保罗这么一个人。
And we also look at him as the greatest apostles among all the apostles.
我们也很多时候把保罗看在使徒当中，认为他是最伟大的一位。
The Apostle Paul met Jesus on his way to Damascus.
保罗是在去大马士革的途上遇见神的。
And he wanted to go there to persecute Christians.
但当时去大马士革的一个原因呢，是因为他去到那边逼迫基督徒。
And along the way, when he was close to the city, there's a great light shone upon him.
就在他快要去到大马士革城的时候，他突然间就遇到了一股强光。
And all the he himself and all his companions, you know, fell to the ground.
包括他自己以及他的随从们，在那道强光照他们的时候，他们都跌落在地上。
And a voice spoke to him.
然后就在那个强光当中，有一个声音就对他说道。
And the voice identified himself as Jesus.
这个声音跟他说到说我就是你要去逼迫的耶稣。
Now Paul at that time asked two questions.
保罗在当时的情况下就问了两个问题。
And he asked the voice, you know, who are you, Lord?
他第一个问题问的是你是主啊，你是谁？
And the second question he asked is, what shall I do?
他第二个问题问的是我应该怎么做？
Now he was blind from the incident.
在这个事情当中，保罗后面他是失明了。
And so afterwards, Paul was being led into the city.
所以到后面保罗是被人领进大马士革城的。
And then God sent another disciples, named Ananias.
后来神就派遣了亚拿尼亚另外一个使徒去到保罗那边。
And Ananias lay hand on Paul and heal him from his blindness.
是亚拿尼亚把手按手在保罗身上，医治了他，让他不再失明。
And the Lord make it very clear why he chose Paul.
神其实他很详细的说到他为什么拣选了保罗。
How do you turn it on? Is that just going down? Oh, okay, here. In the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 15, the Lord told Ananias about his plans on Paul.
所以就在《使徒行传》九章这里看到，主对亚拿尼亚就亲自说了他在保罗身上的计划。
Is that he's a chosen instrument of mine?
他是我所拣选的器皿。
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings.
要在外邦人和君王以及以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
But I shall show him how much he has to suffer for my name's sake.
我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
Now Paul's commission is to proclaim Christ's name.
保罗他的使命就是要去对外宣扬主的名。
And I think he performs his commission, his job admirably.
我认为保罗在这件事情上面的成就绝对是令人钦佩的。
And towards the end of his life, he can proclaim confidently.
在他生命的最终篇，他也可以很自信的说出这样的话。
And this should be the last apostles he wrote, the epistles he wrote.
这是他在生命最后写下的最后一封书信，他是这么写的。
In Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
他在提摩太后书四章写到七到八节。
Is I fought the good fight, I have finished the course.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。
So in the future, there's left for me the crown of righteousness.
从此之后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
I don't think too many of us here can say confidently, you know, before we died.
我想在我们在座的人当中，可能在我们要死的时候，我们也。不敢那么有自信的把上面那几句话是这么的有自信的说出来。
要 Paul's commissions to proclaim Christ, it is also our commission.
保罗使命要去宣扬主的道，宣扬主的名，但同时对于我们所有的信徒来说，也应当是我们的使命。
And that's what Peter tells us.
彼得也在彼得前书是这么告诉我们的。
just because our identity, you know, we are a chosen, we are a chosen race.
我们的身份是什么呢？我们的身份是被拣选出来的。
We are royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
A people for God's own possessions.
是属神的子民。
So our job is that you may proclaim the excellency of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
所以我们的工作就是要去宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
The two questions Paul asked.On the way to Damascus, should also be the questions we should ask every day.
刚刚保罗他在那道强光这个事情当中，他问了两个问题。那两个问题应该是我们信徒每个人当问的两个问题。
The navigators, I think, summarize these two questions very nice and interpret them very succinctly and very appropriately.
The navigators 是一个基督教组织，他们就把刚刚保罗问的那两个问题是这么解读的。我觉得他们解读的也非常的简洁有力。
When Paul asks, "Who are you? I want to know you more."
他们解答第一个问题是主啊你是谁，他的解释就是这个问题其实可以说是你想要去了解主是一个什么样的人。
So this is to know him.
所以重点就是去了解他，
并不是 I mean not just knowing that what your name is and things like this. It's know more about this person, know more about this God.
这里的了解不只是名义上的认识，而是你真正去从内到外的去了解。
And the second question Paul asks is, what shall I do?
第二个问题保罗问的是我应当怎么做。
And the answer he got is to preach him.
那这个指引出来的答案就是你要去宣扬他的名。
And the navigators put it this way, to make him known.
那 navigator 他们的总结就是这个意思，就是要让他的名去到天下。
So to each one of us, we have you can summarize your life, you know, commission in just two very simple sentences.
所以由此来看，我们也可以把我们生命中的使命用两个短语去总结，就是上面刚刚说的那两个短语。
Is to know him and to make him known.
就是去认识他，去了解他。第二个就是去让他的名传扬到地极。
And Paul, today we talk about Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 28. I think Paul summarized these cycles very well.
我觉得在哥罗西书一章二十八节里面，保罗就把刚刚那两个问题一个循环的方式，用一个章节去讲得非常好。
In English, it's talk about we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
哥罗西书一章二十八节是这么讲的，他说我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧。劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
And when I look at, just try to just kind of dissect this verse alone.
当我把这一整节去一点一点的剖析的时候
，We proclaim him. That's our commission.
我就看见第一个短语，我们传扬他，这是我们的使命。
And how do we proclaim him? We admonish and we teach.
那我们要用什么样的方法去传扬呢？那这个方法就是去劝诫、去教导。
So this is the method we use.
所以这里看的就是方法论的部分。
And what kind of medium do we use? What kind of material do we use?
那我们用什么样的媒介呢？
We use all wisdom.
我们用的是诸般的智慧。
And what's the goal of our activities, our commission?
那我们使命和刚刚说的那一切的目的是什么呢？
That we may present every man complete in Christ.
这个目的就是让个人在基督里面能够完全。
I think Paul is very wise. This one single verse it summarizes the whole Christian cycle.
我觉得保罗是一个充满智慧的人，他仅仅用了一句话就把这整个循环描述得非常的到位。
He tells us what is our goal of our life, objective of our life.
他告诉了我们，在我们生命当中，我们每一个人的目标应该是什么样的。
And how we should how to proclaim him.
我们应该怎么样的去传扬他。
And when.What's the goal of the proclamation? What should we do afterwards?
那传扬了之后，我们还要去做什么？
Now, does that mean that since our commission is all to proclaim it, does it mean that all have to be preachers?
虽然说我们每个人都要去传扬它，但这并不代表着我们每个人都要去做牧师、去做传讲人、去做传道人。
Could we all have our own career, have our own goals?
我们可以有自己的职业和我们有自己的目的吗？有自己的目标吗
？Of course, we should have, you know, because we all of us live a different life.
当然，我们每个人都应该有自己的职业，因为我们每个人都会活出不一样的生活。
What Paul here tells us is that preaching him is the objective of our life.
但保罗在这里说的是，传扬应当是我们每一个人的使命。
And we should live out this objective throughout the various aspects of our life.
我们应当在我们人生的生活里面的每一方面都活出这样一个使命。
We can be doctors, we can be engineers.
我们可以当医生，也可以当工程师。
You know, the Chinese, you know, I heard about the mom just say, we give our kids a lot of freedom to choose, you know.
我们可能都听过一个梗，就是华人的妈妈们都说啊，我们给我们小孩有很多的职业的选项。
You can be a lawyer, you can be an engineer, you can be a doctor.
你可以当律师，可以当工程师，可以当医生，你挑嘛。
You can choose anyone you want, right?
你看这里都给你选了，你就挑一个就好了。
We give them a lot of freedom, you know.
所以我们也是给他们有自由选择的，对不对？
But you can also be a janitor, you can also be a cook.
但是你也可以当厨师，你也可以当维修人员。
You can also be a housewife.
你也可以当个家庭主妇。
You can be rich, you can be poor.
你可以是个很富裕的人，你也可以是个很贫穷的人。
But if our life objective is the same,
但是我们每一个人的人生的使命还都是相同的。
Is to know him and to make him known.
就是去了解、认识这个神，并且去传扬他的名。
If that's the case, we can preach him.Through various circumstances.
如果我们人生的确有这样的使命，在每一个方面的生活都能活出这样的使命的话，我们的确也是能传扬出去的。
We can proclaim him on our jobs.
我们可以通过我们的职业去传扬他。
In our families.
在我们的家庭生活中去传扬他。
During our vacation.
甚至在度假的时候去传扬他。
During our gathering together with our friends.
在我们和朋友们在一起聚集的时候传扬它。
So all our daily activities can be directed towards this goal.
我们每一天的生活都可以有这样的使命在当中。
The question is, do we live out our faith every day?
但是我们要问的很重要的一个问题就是，我们是否在每天的生活当中都活出了这样的一个使命
？And not just on Sunday mornings.
而不只是在礼拜天的早上而已。
We tend to compartmentalize our life.
我们每个人其实在生活当中都有一个倾向，就是我们会把我们的生活去归类化、分别派化。
We have our work life.
我们有我们工作的生活。
So we behave one way when we work.
所以我们工作的时候，我们所彰显出来跟我们平时自己可能是不一样的。
And we have the family life.
我们可能还有家庭生活分别开来。
So we behave differently at home.
所以在家里我们可能也是不一样的。
And we have a church life.
我们可能还有教会生活分别开来。
And we have vacation life, right?
当然还有一个是度假的这一块。
And it seems like we behave differently in every compartment, you know, in every aspect of our life.
我们在每一个不同的设置当中，很多时候我们彰显出来自己和我们的行为都不一样。
Have you thought about how people look at us?
大家有没有想过别人是怎么样看我们的呢？
Do they think that we have fragmented personalities?
别人看我们的时候，会不会觉得说我们的性格其实是分离化、支碎化的？
Or worse yet, do they look at us as hypocrites?
还是更糟糕的，他们看我们会觉得我们是一个伪善的人。
It is the priority in our life that affects our behaviors.
我们的行为很多时候是被我们认为什么东西重要而主宰的。
The Bible tells us that where our treasures is, there will our heart be also.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
The treasure is what we regard as the most important things.
这里所说的财宝就是我们生命当中的最优先的选项。
When you meet someone, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
当你首先去认识一个人的时候，你脑子里面想的第一件事情是什么？
It's the thing that most concerns you is whether this person is a Christian, whether he has eternal life.
对于你来说，最重要的事情是他有没有永生吗？
Does he or she know Jesus?
是你想要去知道他认不认识基督吗？
Or do you think about just taking advantage of the relationship for some gain?
还是说你想到的是你要想在这个关系当中能够有什么样的获得？
Merging our life with the goals of preaching him bring about peace and joy in our life.
其实如果当你的生活能够跟这样的使命能够融合在一起的时候，你每天的生活中是能够活出平安和喜乐的。
And a lot of people know that I work in California.
很多人可能知道我在加州工作。
They think that they always say, "Wow, so much trouble, just flying back and forth every week."
很多人可能就觉得说，哎，你好可怜啊，你每个礼拜都要飞来飞去去上班，然后又回来。
And you know, also there's the high pressure in the Bay Area, right?
而且很多人也知道，在加州工作的话，整一个生活就像是在一个高压炉里面。
Facebook is there, Apple is there, you know, Oracle is there.
大公司，你像甲骨文啊，像 Facebook, 像谷歌都在那边。
And they pay you so much, you know, you better produce.
因为在那边你是拿很高薪水的，所以你也有个很大的压力，就是你一定要有很好的成果出来。
So it's like a pressure cooker there.
所以就像刚刚说的，像是一个高压熔炉一般。
And people get usually talk about, you know, the how much the salary.
而且如果你在加州工作的话，很常见就是大家经常会很坦率的去说到工资的问题。
And the housing price.
然后会讲到房价多贵。
Even the chicken shed, you know, and chicken coop, you know, can cost over $1 million.
就像在那边寸土寸金，基隆这么大的地方，可能也要上百万。
一个鸡窝吧，你说多少？差不多100万 ，OK 。And then we talk about the stock options, you know.
然后大家会讲到说股票的事情。
And then our competitors.
然后又会讲到竞争者。
And then talk about the traffic, you know, it's almost got traffic jams, you know, all the time.
然后又在那里抱怨说交通到底没多糟糕，每天堵车。
Of course, talk about the food too, right?
那当然，在加州你也会讲到很多食物，因为那边选择很多。
I think the Lord has blessed me, of my work there. I've been working there for 9 years.
我觉得神一直 很关照我，因为我在那边已经工作9年了。
And seriously, I did not feel or I have not felt any pressure.
在这九年的过程当中，我没有感受到一点压力的氛围。
And I'm not saying every believer is going to be happy, happy, joy, joy every day, okay?
我不是说每一个信徒的人生都是欢乐无忧的。
Yes, we have. Of course, we have difficulties.
当然，我们每个人都会遇到自己的难题。
But you rest assured that the Lord will take care of us if we want to put Him as our own priority.
但是我们要知道的是，当我们愿意把神放在我们的优先选项的时候，神会按照他自己的旨意来照顾好我们。
He will take care of us in His way, not our way. Okay?
但是我们要知道的是，他照顾我们是根据他自己看作是好的，不是我们看作是好的。
And I can tell you that His way is always the best way.
我可以向你保证的是，他在从神的角度去出发的好，比我们个人角度出发的好要好得多。
And how do we preach Him?
那我们应该怎么样去传扬他呢？
Paul tells us to preach Him with all wisdom.
保罗在这里说了，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧。
Now we are men of one book, the Bible.
我们是只遵守一本书，圣经这一本书的。
只看一本书。
只看一本书吗
？Or we just read spiritual development books?
还是我们手头上其实是看很多各种灵命成长啊，或者性格培养之类的书
？What kind of books do we frequently read?
我们经常看的书籍是什么样的书籍
？Nowadays is what?The Facebook, right?
今天大家可能看的最多的书可能是脸书。
I saw it every day. Every time I drove to work, I saw that sign, you know, that thumb up sign because our company is just right by Facebook.
我每天开车去上班的时候，我就会看到脸书这个公司的他们的 logo, 因为他们的 logo 就是这个 logo.
How much time we spend on social media every day?
我们每天花在社交媒体上面的时间有多少？大家有没有想过
？Facebook, WeChat, WhatsApp, you know, and so on and so forth. Some of them I don't know.
社交媒体有这么多，什么微信啊、微博啊、脸书啊等等的。
Yes, all these social media give us more connections to the other people.
的确，透过社交媒体，我们的确可以和更多的人产生联系，建立联系。
If we use properly, you can have more connections and can do our work more effectively.
如果我们真正是好好加以利用的话，我们的确是可以让我们的传扬这个使命变得更加的有效率。
As a matter of fact, that's what Paul used. You know, if we read the First Corinthians chapter 9.
如果你去看哥林多前书九章的话，你会看到其实保罗也是同意的这样一个说法。
Okay, let's read together in English or Chinese. Whatever,
我们一起来把19-23节一起读一遍，英文、中文都可以。我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像怎么样的人，我就做怎么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
So that's what you see. Paul doesn't matter what he's doing. You know, his first goal in my first primary priority in his life is to share the gospel.
所以你在这里看见的话，你会看到保罗他其实并没有注重那些很多细节上面的问题。对他来说，最优先的事情就是他要在那些不认识主的人当中，他要去跟他们传讲主。
So when we engage in this kind of social media.
所以当我们真的是在社交网络上面利用这样的媒体的话
，What's the purpose of using it?
我们要好好的反思，我们用这些社交媒体的目的是什么
？So we have to be careful about this.
所以我们也要小心，知道尺度在哪里。
Of course, I know we should turn to the Bible as a primary source of wisdom.
当然，当要去寻求智慧的时候，我们总要去从圣经当中去寻求。
Because not only giving us some godly wisdom.
因为圣经不仅仅是给了我们从主而来的智慧。
But also some down to earth advice, you know, like from the book of Proverbs.
这其中也包含了很多很实用的建议，比如说你去看箴言书。
But not only Christians can teach us something.
但是我们也要知道，不仅仅是在属神的人当中，我们会学到东西。
Even unbelievers, you know, non-believers, we can learn something from them.
但是在我们还没有信主的弟兄姐妹当中，我们也可以从他们身上学到很多。
Paul used the law of Moses, you know, and the prophets to reach out to the Jews.
保罗用了摩西律法和先知的典故，去跟犹太人传扬了主的名。
But you can see from here, Paul also used some other means to reach the Gentiles.
但是我们刚刚看到的十九节到二十三节，我们刚刚一起读的那几节里面，我们也看到他也用了很多其他的方法去跟不属于他自己文化背景的人当中去跟他们传讲。
Now capitalize on the similar background and the common interests.
利用大家共同的兴趣，利用他们背景的文化
the common concern of the people,
甚至是大家一起所关心的一些议题等等
It's a very effective way to reach out to the different groups of people.
这些都是很有用的方法，特别是当你在对于一些与你自己背景不同的人跟他们去传讲福音的时候
Ultimately, we say love transcends all things.
毕竟我们大家都听过一句话，就是爱能够跨越所有的障碍。
But still, God used our backgrounds, you know, and our specialties, you know, to reach out to different groups.
但是我们也要好好利用在我们手上能够力所能及到的一些，比如说像背景啊、兴趣等等的信息。
So in God's eye, doesn't make any difference. You are a janitor, you are an engineer, you are a doctor.
所以在神的眼中，无论你是个维修工人、是个厨师还是工程师，这都没有关系。
The most important thing is God used you to reach out.
最重要的是你要知道神是利用我们每一个人去跟其他人去传讲这福音。
林珍 was a nurse.
我们都知道林珍阿姨是在医院里面是一名护士。
And a lot of times she faces a life and death situation with the patients.
很多时候作为护士你会见到一些病人就是真的是在垂迷之际了。
And in some occasions she shared about how she shared eternal life with these dying patients.
很多时候就在病人快不行的时候，而且是在事宜的时候，林珍她作为护士就会跟这些病人们去传讲福音，跟他们说永生。
And you know, people are very arrogant when they are free of troubles.
我们可能都知道，当我们的生活特别一帆风顺的时候，我们都会有骄傲和自满。
But they sound very differently when problems is at the footstep.
但是当困难来到我们面前，让我们觉得无能为力的境况下，这个时候我们就会开始去用不同的眼光去看很多事情。
I have a fellow passenger who fly back and forth with me every week.
我每周都要飞去加州嘛。那我每一周坐飞机的时候，其实我在飞机上认识了一个朋友。
And I feel kind of embarrassed sometimes when I talk to him.
我每次跟他说聊天的时候，我觉得我都能会有所得着。
Because it seems like the whole lounge there, the whole sitting areas, know what we are talking about because he sounds so loud.
他是一个讲话声音很大的人，所以感觉每一次我跟他聊天的时候，其他人都知道他在讲什么。
And he likes to drink, you know. So before he came, his face you can smell alcohol in him.
他是一个很喜欢喝酒的人，所以每天去坐飞机之前，我都能看得出来他身上是有带着酒气啊，脸都是红红的。
And one day he was especially quiet, you know.
有一天他在候机的时候跟我在一起，我发现他那天特别的安静。
And how are you, Bob? You know?
我就问他说，我说 Bob, 你怎么样啊？
And he said, my wife just found out she has cancer.
他就很轻的吐出了一句话，他说我太太刚刚发现自己得了癌症。
And we don't know what stage she's in, so we're going to find out.
但是我们还不知道他的癌症现在是在是有多糟糕，所以我们还要等医生给我们结果。
And he's especially quiet for the whole trip, you know.
他平时是一个很吵的人，但是就在那一天，他特别的安静。
When we face life and death, we are not that confident anymore, you know.
就算你是一个平时再自信的人，当你真的要遇到生和死这样的问题的时候，我们每个人都会那个自信会抵消见带。
And so Lin Zhen make use of the opportunities, you know, to share with them about eternal life.
所以林正就是在这样的情况下，把永生这个信息带给病人。
So try to equip yourself with all kinds of wisdom for the sake of preaching the gospel.
所以我们众人都应该用诸般的智慧来亲自装备我们自己，因为就在不知道什么时候，我们就可以跟人家去传扬这样的福音。
It's not to show how much we know, you know, we got a PhD, we got a whatever, okay?
重点不是说
just because it is, you know, it is helpful, you know, to share the gospel.
重点不是说你一定要拿一个博士的头衔才能去传扬这样的福音，不是跟人家说你懂多少，而是真正的你要让大家都能得知这个福音的好处。
And then Paul talks about how do we share the gospel? What kind of method do we share?
然后保罗就说到了，我们应当用到什么样的方法去传扬这样的福音
？It share through admonition. Admonition.
哦，他在这里说到了，我们要去劝诫众人。
And then also teaching.
而且也要教导众人。
Admonition seems like it's how to warn people. You know, something negative.
当我们听到劝诫这个词的时候，可能我们会觉得会有负面的影响，因为劝诫这个词听起来好像是叫你去批评一个人。
不是批评，是负面。Telling people what not to do.
告诉大家你不能去做什么，所以是一个带不的信息。
And then teaching is more positive, you know what you should do.
教导听起来就感觉更积极一点，因为是叫你要去做什么。
I found out that we, including I myself and some people, you know, we really like to teach, you know.
我觉得我自己啊，可能还有在座的会同意，就是我们更倾向于喜欢去教导别人。
We all have opinions, whether you like it or not. I'll tell you what you should do.
我们每个人都很喜欢告诉别人你应该怎么怎么做，也不管人家想不想听。
But we have to understand, he who is teachers will be judged more strictly.
但是我们每一个做导师的人，我们心里面都要知道一点，就是。我们每一个去做教导的人，以后在神的面前受的审判也会更加的严厉。
And this is what the apostle, I mean the James told us.
这就是雅各在他雅各书三章里面说的。
Not let many of you become teachers, my brother, knowing that as such we will incur a straighter judgment.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
But Paul was the greatest apostle.
但是保罗他是最伟大的使徒之一。
And his preaching and his teaching is very powerful.
他的教导也是充满着能力的。
Have you ever wondered why Paul's teaching can be so powerful?
我们有想过为什么保罗他的教导是这么的充满能力。
Up to a point Paul say, tell the church of Corinth to say, be a followers of me because I'm a follower of Christ.
在跟哥林多教会去教导的时候，保罗跟哥林多教会的人说：“你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。”
It teaches us that our life example is the best teacher.
所以他换一句话说，保罗就在这里面跟他们说了：“我们生命所彰显出来的，才是真正的他人看见最好的例子。”
Especially to those close to you.
特别是你身边的人。
A lot of time we tell our kids, "Do what I say, don't do what I do."
Right. 我们很多时候会跟孩子们说 我跟你怎么讲你就怎么做，但是你不要看我怎么做就跟着我怎么做。
Does that work?
你们觉得有用吗？
Well anyway, I'll let you think about yourself, okay?
我会让大家自我反思。
Our teaching can be much more powerful if our life is an open book.
如果我们的生命就像是一本书一样一页一页给人家翻阅的话，那么我们生命所彰显出来的能力也会更大。
A lot of times we are quiet.
很多时候我们都很安静。
Because we know that we are falling short, we are falling into the same trap, the same sins that we are teaching against.
因为我们知道，我们经常会陷入我们叫别人不要犯的罪的网络里。
But that should not stop us from teaching the word of God.
但这也不应该成为我们去传扬主的名的障碍。
If we set our heart to preach the word of God.
如果我们是立定心志要去传扬主的名的话
，and to teach people about him，
并且去让更多的人了解他的话
，and he will give us the grace to achieve what he wants to do。
神会给我们每个人足够的恩典，让我们去完成这样的使命。
And we are not going through the struggles alone by ourselves。
而且我们经历这些挑战的时候，也并不是靠着我们自己。
So don't feel discouraged if you have some shortcomings, you know, challenging shortcomings in your life.
所以在你的生命中，如果你觉得有一些很具挑战性的 罪你是觉得很难去征服的，也不要觉得垂头丧气。
It is normal.
因为这其实是很正常的。
But if you are willing to do the put the God, you know, the word of God as a priority of your life.
如果你愿意把神和他的话语放在你生命的优先位置的话。
If you are willing to preach Him.
如此，你去传扬他的名。
And to admonish and teach people.
去劝诫，去教导众人。
He will work with us to overcome our difficulties.
他会与我们同在，和我们一起同工，去在我们认为挑战的罪上面去给我们力量。
Okay, after we go through all this trouble, what's the final goal?
好了，我们刚刚讲到我们去征服这样的障碍，那么之后我们的目的是要达到什么呢？
Paul told us that we have to bring, supposed to bring everyone complete in Christ.
保罗在最后刚刚我们念的哥罗西书那个章节里面，他最后那部分说，我们要让众人在基督里面完全。
What does that mean?
在众人里面完全到底是什么意思？
In Taiwan, I noticed very interesting, you know, in my church in Taiwan.
在台湾，我发现了一个非常有趣的现象。
I don't know whether in other churches, I don't have.
只是在我的教会里面，我看到了这么一个现象。
Almost all those get baptized disappear afterwards.
很多就是已经就是被受浸浸礼之后的弟兄姐妹之后就会不见了。
I wonder why, you know?It seems like they might think that they got a ticket to heaven, you know. That's why then they don't have to come to church anymore.
我有的时候我就觉得很奇怪，为什么呢？难道他们觉得说我只要受洗了之后，我就已经拿到了上天堂的门票，之后就不用再来了吗
？So what does mean this? What does mean this is the ultimate goal for Christians to be complete in Christ? What does that mean?
所以在这里说，每一个基督徒的终极目标是说要在主里面得以完全。那这里到底指的是什么
？Paul tells us that we have to be like Christ.
保罗跟我们说，我们每个人都要像基督一样
，and to clothe ourselves with Christ，
而且要披戴基督。
What did Christ look like when he was on earth？
基督在地球上，在人群生活当中的时候，他是一个什么样的形象
？And I think John chapter 1 verse 14, you know, give a very good summary of Christ's life on earth。
约翰福音一章十四节，他很好的就总结了神道成了肉身在我们中间是什么样的。
Let's read together, okay?
我们一起读，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So two qualities Christ possessed when he was on earth.
所以他在我们中间的时候，他有两点我们要看见。
The first one is the grace.
首先就是他有恩典。
It's God's love in them.
就是神的爱。
The second one is truth.
第二就是真理。
God's word in him.
就是神的话在他里面。
Now when we possess the same grace and truth that Christ has when he was on earth,
如果我们每个人也可以是有真理、有恩典，就像神当初在我们当中的时候一样
，we will attract people to him like when he was on earth.
我们也会很自然而然的把人带到神的面前
，and we can preach him effectively.
我们也就能很高效的去劝导、去教导每个人。
We think about that if we have the political influence.
我们很多时候会觉得说，假如说我们是在政坛上面是有力量的话
，and we have the economic control of the society，
或者在经济层面上，我们是很有说服力的话
，and if we have the control of the news media，
或者说我们有媒介为我们所用
，then we can preach Christ effectively。
那这样的话，我们可能就能很有效率的去传扬主的福音。
And nowadays, you know, we lost control of the news media。
但今天呢，我们是在媒体上面，我们是完全一败涂地的。
And the news media is so liberal against any against Christianity.
今天的媒体是以自由媒体为主，所以是非常不喜欢听到传统的基督教言论的。
And economy is not controlled by believers. A lot of them are unbelievers.
那当前的经济呢，主宰的人多数都是非基督徒。
And there's no mature Christians or dead Christians in the political arena.
如果你去看政坛的话，你也会发现，属主的基督徒领袖也非常的少。
And that's why Christianity is being pushed to the corner.
所以今天你看基督教在美国的境况，就相当于是被逼到了墙角。
And just being treated, looked at as a laughing stock.
很多人也视基督教作为一个笑柄。
Is that right?
这是正确的吗？
It's because we cannot control the outside environment. That's why we are the loser.
难道是因为我们在外界的因素当中没有掌控权，所以我们是一个失败者吗？
Sometimes I feel very discouraged, you know.
有的时候我也会灰心。
I figure out my descendants, you know, my kids and my grandkids, they are going to face a much more challenging life, you know, in their lifetime.
我觉得我的孙子辈们，他们以后要面临的，他们在信仰生活中要面临的外界的因素会比我要挑战多得多。
And it's getting worse and worse, right? Even marijuana is legalized, you know, everything is legalized, you know, I mean, every immorality is legalized.Also,
特别是像今天的情况下，越来越多原本我们认为不到的事情正在被不断的合法化。
And divorce is almost like what normal right now become, right?
离婚现在已经也是变成了完全正常的事情。
Is that because of these outside factors that affects the preaching of the gospel?
但是我们不能因为外界的因素去影响传扬福音的工作。
I discuss this with my son once in a while, my son Calvin once in a while, you know.
我有的时候也会跟我的儿子 Calvin 会聊天。
I also reflect on these topics.
我自己也会经常的反思在这些话题上面。
I think the fundamental questions the church should ask is,
我觉得作为教会有一个最基本的问题，作为教会我们应该问的是
What kind of a life have we been living?
我们现在生活是一个什么样的生活？我们的生活彰显出来是什么样的形式
？How the church as a whole presenting ourselves to this community？
我们作为整个教会，我们带给社区的形象是什么样的形象
？Do the church? Do we have the truth？
作为整个教会，我们在我们里面是不是有真理
？Do we have the word of God in our life？
我们在我们的生命当中是不是有神的话语
？Do we have God's grace in our life？
我们在我们的生命里面是不是有来自神的恩典？
Or we just keep criticizing each other and backbiting each other.
还是说我们是不断的彼此指责，彼此重伤。
Somebody told me, right at my face, that it seems like I can criticize anyone I come across.
有人曾经就对着我的面说了这么一句话，他说：“我觉得我可以在基本上所有见过人面前，我都可以去指责他们。”
I'm not bragging about this. I'm trying to correct it. Okay.
我不是说要去觉得这件事情是好的，去可以去吹牛的，而是我觉得这是不对的，要去改正过来的。
I might be part of the problem of the church.
有的时候可能我们自身也是教会问题的一部分。
But try to encourage each other to look at our life and to examine our life to say that what kind of life we have presented ourselves to the society.
但是我鼓励我们每一个人都可以自己亲自对你们自己现在的生活方式做一个反思。今天。你作为教会的一部分，你彰显出来的生活是一个什么样的生命
？Do we live a life before people so by the time they see us, they give glory to the Father who's in heaven？
我们今天的生活会不会能够让别人看到我们的生活，可以说这是属神的生活，把这样的荣耀归给神
？My personal take is the church still have a long, long way to go。
我个人的理解是，作为教会，我们还有很长的路要走。
But don't miss that still our goal, okay? Our final goal to.Bring everyone complete in Christ Jesus.
但是不要因为这样的缘故而去忽略我们最终的目的。最终的目的就是要让每个人在基督里面得完全。
So don't blame the media, don't blame the political arena, you know, or the economics or things like that that hinder us from preaching the gospel.
所以我们不要去指责任何外界的因素，比如说像经济的、像政治的、像媒介等等的，说因为有这样的阻碍，我们不能去传扬神的名。
Is look at our, examine our life first, okay?
先自我反省。
A couple of weeks ago, got an incident in the airport.
前几个礼拜的时候，在候机的时候发生了一件事情。
I bought a flight, you know, waiting for the plane to take off.
我当时已经上了飞机了，我就等着飞机要起飞。
And then I have a seizure.
然后我就癫痫发作了。
And so I was. The next thing I know, I was on the way to the emergency.
然后我接下来还清醒了，就是知道我正在去急救的路上。
And I spent a short time there, you know, and someone did CPR on me. It's still painful after 2 weeks, you know.
就因为当时我已经有点不省人事了，所以就有人对我做了急救，就是要压肋骨，压很重的那个。所以现在我的肋骨还是有点痛的。
And this is my third seizure in this about 10 years.
但其实，在过去十年间，这已经是我第三次的癫痫了。
We never know when your life is going to come to an end.
我们每个人都不知道我们的生命在什么时候会戛然而止。
And if I were driving, then maybe I hit another car.
可能你在开，如果我当时在开车的话，我肯定会撞到另外一辆车。
And I don't know when will I leave this world.
所以我也真的不知道我什么时候会离开这个世界。
And we are all the same. We don't know which way. When will we leave this world?
我们都是一样的，在这个问题上面，我们都不知道我们什么时候会离开这个世界。
So make use of time to preach Him.
所以好好利用我们手上所有的时间去传扬他的名。
Because one day when we face Him, we have to answer the question.
因为终有一天我们会去到神的宝座面前去回答这么一个问题。
What have you done in your life?
你在你的一生中你做了什么？
Donald, can you pray for us?
It is a joy to come together with all of you to celebrate communion.
和大家一起去领受圣餐，去庆祝这样一个仪式，是真的是一个喜悦。
Can I get those that I've asked to help to come forward? Shannon, Dan, Moses, and Winjun.
我想先请刚刚我想让帮助我们整个圣餐仪式是四位弟兄上来。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼，喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Steve admonished us today to live to proclaim Jesus.
Steve 今天的讲道就是劝诫了我们要去好好利用我们的时间去传扬主的名。
And we regularly, once a month, we come together and we celebrate this.
我们每月都会有一周会是专门大家聚在一起去庆祝圣餐的。